Time's now 4:32, and we are joined now in the studio by news director for chapelboro.com and 97.9 The Hill, Mr. Brighton McConnell. Brighton, thanks for joining us.
Hello there, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well, and before we get to the specific news at hand, this is the first time I've had two mics open in here since we've put more acoustic treatment up, and I like the way it sounds.
Good.
Feeling good, feeling good. more work to come, but we're making progress there. We've got a situation on campus, obviously, that's developing, and I feel like we've had developments happen since I last gave an update, so I'll let you give the latest that you're hearing about what's going on campus with the protests.
Well, it's been a day full of developments, hasn't it? I mean, the day started off with Aaron Keck having the breaking news of demonstrators on campus facing arrests and then being arrested by UNC campus police officers. This afternoon, it's the news that UNC has shifted to condition two, which does mean that it is limiting operations, telling people to, you know, go home if they don't have to be on campus, saying that it is adverse conditions. And all of that is stemming from an ongoing rally that has kind of morphed into something a little bigger in terms of a demonstration around the flagpole on UNC's campus at the center of Polk Place, where these pro-Palestinian protesters were there at South Building as a result of those arrests this morning, still sharing the same message that they were sharing when they were in the encampment for the last 3 or 4 days, Andy. And then they kind of reached a point where they decided they want to take things a little further. They go to the flagpole, which was kind of the center of where the encampment was when it was set up, go through the temporary barriers that police had put up, and then they took down the American flag that was flying there, replacing it with the Palestinian flag. Now, since that happened, UNC police went out with UNC interim chancellor Lee Roberts, replaced the Palestinian flag with another American flag. That was then taken down after UNC police left the scene with Roberts, and it does sound like, according to the news outlets who have people on the ground out on campus right now, that things have kind of calmed back down significantly. I imagine that is a mix of nothing being tried to put back up on the flagpole, neither the Palestinian flag nor the American flag, and also a mix of UNC moving into condition two, which is really, you know, just saying to people, don't be here unless you have to be here. Now, it's all fascinating, too. The additional layer to this is that it is the last day of classes for UNC, Andy. And so normally this would be a day where a lot of people are out on Polk Place enjoying the weather, spending time with people. Usually it's a really exciting scene out there. And today it was an exciting scene for very different reasons. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of folks in the UNC community perhaps decided to stay away just because of the uncertainty around that rally. And then, of course, what it developed into.
Definitely seeing it on the traffic report, too. We're seeing folks are leaving campus.
Yeah.
It's, you know, once classes are canceled on the last day of classes, it's pretty easy to imagine folks just wanting to get out of there, whether they're affiliated with the protest or sympathetic to the protest or not. I think anybody who's been to college in any form knows that last day of class vibe. And it's to go into condition two in the middle of that is definitely an odd experience for, frankly, an odd academic year at UNC.
Yes, no doubt about that. I mean, it does not necessarily mean that students have to stay away, but it certainly adds a layer of, I think, just uncertainty. And it would make people kind of have their hackles raised and say, I don't know if this is where I want to be right now. Do I get in trouble if I'm out here on the quad? I mean, when I was out there this afternoon, there were plenty of people who were not participating in the rally who were on different parts of Polk Place or in different parts around UNC's campus, you know, enjoying their last day of classes, going to classes and whatnot. But yeah, it certainly adds an interesting dynamic to the day. I will say too, again, that it does seem like things have calmed down and that this rally started at noon. That's when I was there, was for about 2 hours. Of course, I walked away right before it seems like things really picked up and that group decided to go to the flagpole. But from noon to 2 o'clock was when a lot of people there, about 1,000 people, Andy, in support of Palestine, of the people in Gaza, and in support of the people who were arrested this morning, still continuing to share their cause of asking UNC to try and cut any financial ties with companies or groups that have ties to Israel that would benefit from Israel taking over Gaza.
We're visiting with News Director Brighton McConnell, talking about the ongoing situation on campus with the protest at Polk Place. And obviously, there's a rich history of college students demonstrating and protesting throughout the whole second half of the 20th century and for the last 20 or so years as well. Any sense on what will be coming next as we're kind of at this point? And we, you know, we've had the protest. It's lasted for a couple of days. There's been a bit of a response and a back and forth. What now?
It's a great question. I've kind of asked that same thing to the organizers of UNC Students for Justice in Palestine, which is the organizing group behind the encampment protest and today's rally. Haven't heard back from them. They have not been particularly responsive to media throughout this whole thing, but maybe we'll get some next steps. Maybe this, I mean, you can't rule out, having seen what's going on at Columbia, any sort of further escalation. That's totally possible. But I think it's fair to say, too, that with how UNC used campus police this morning to go through the encampment, sweep that area and do it at a time when, you know, not a whole lot of people were there, when I think that the folks in the encampment felt very vulnerable. I'd be very curious to see whether they feel like continuing in that way. In terms of also, you know, what's next and talking about that rich history, looking back, you heard a lot of comments at the rally today of demonstrators saying, Andy, if you look back and you want to tout UNC's rich history of these protests and say, oh, the university has always supported free speech. Look at these protests happening here. A lot of people were then saying, yeah, but what was that group protesting? Often it is the actions of the university. And it'll be interesting to see whether Lee Roberts, as interim chancellor, and the UNC Board of Trustees take any of the message to heart. They've been talking with UNC SJP for months and months about this, and SJP began the encampment because they said, we've tried to negotiate and no action has been taken. Is it enough for UNC officials to take a next step? Who knows? But either way, especially today, as he, you know, kind of inserted himself, marched out to the flagpole to put the American flag back up and shared the statement this morning, just half an hour before campus police started arresting people. Certainly, this is a defining moment for interim chancellor Lee Roberts and how a lot of people, I think, are going to see his leadership in the early months of his tenure at UNC. And again, the chance for the search for a chancellor for UNC is ongoing. We don't know yet whether he's put his name into the hat for permanent consideration or not, but you have to consider him inserting himself today is going to play a factor one way or another in those discussions and then how people engage with Roberts, engage with the university this summer and probably later this year.
You use the phrase insert himself, and I think there's no way around the fact that he made a very visible choice to be the face of this from the university side.
Yes, yeah, especially this afternoon on the flagpole incident. He walked out flanked by about two dozen campus police officers to help carry a backup U.S. flag to the flagpole, and then actually held kind of a impromptu press conference with media there. A quote that I jotted down was something along the lines of, this flag represents all of us, talking about the U.S. flag. To take down that flag, that's antithetical to who we are. I think that, again, that seems to be a bit of an insight into how the chancellor is approaching that specific action, and then perhaps also approaching the protests today as well, which, again, the arrests happened this morning. Partially because they were because the demonstrators were violating university policy with their tent set up by going into university buildings overnight to use the facilities. But he also just said in the statement today with Provost Chris Clemens that in general, it was because they were disrupting campus operations. It felt like he just said, all right, that's enough. And suddenly you had UNC system police officers from all different campuses coming in to sweep the encampment this morning.
So I will say a couple of points here. One, again, historically, protests don't tend to diminish by shows of strength from authority figures, right? That tends to increase a protest rather than decrease it. And there's all sorts of evidence historically for that, both in the short term and the long term. Will say that the flag maneuver seemed to be an escalation from the protesters. The response from the university, I would say, did not feel like an escalation there. And, you know, now the reports as of the moment are that things are kind of dissipating a little bit. Of course, we're going to see how this plays out over the evening in the next couple of days. And of course, you can find the latest on chapelboro.com and here on 97.9 The Hill. I mean, just a couple of observations, just like historically speaking and kind of what we're looking at in the moment. I feel like that's kind of where we are, and we wait to see what happens next.
Yeah, I think you're right. I will, talking about some of that history of protests, and I hearken back to what I covered when I was a student and what happened in my very last year at Carolina, which, you know, both feels like a long time ago and not that long ago, which is the Silent Sam protest. A lot of discussion on campus about who is being protected from whom in that whole saga there too. But I will say that, like, when Silent Sam got pulled down on the first day of class back in 2018, that once that kind of happened, we did not see as many protests. There was not nearly as much fervor around this. Of course, this group, UNC SJP, is asking for the university to do something that who knows how long it would take to actually go through your books and say, okay, let's find all of these companies that might have ties to Israel. We don't even, part of what they're asking is UNC to divulge that information and to share what might be on their books in that way. But, you know, you have to, I definitely wonder whether some sort of big, you know, the encampment happened, the rally today happened, and then they decided to go and put the Palestinian flag on the pole and take down the American flag twice. That has now happened too. I wonder if that's going to be enough in the meantime, or as the school year is wrapping up, in terms of like big public disruptive demonstrations, or whether they will now, you know, maybe that'll be it and they go back to trying to negotiate with UNC at any sort of table or with conversations. But, you know, there's a chance that they could be right back out there within the next couple of days and trying to take things next step. We're just going to have to see.
And obviously, as we've been saying, the end of the academic year looms as part of this conversation. We've got finals week next week, and then a bunch of people are going to be off campus after that.
Commencement. I mean, commencement on the night of May 11th, which is also new this year. That's a Saturday
That's
night.
Right.
And that was something that the interim chancellor specifically mentioned in his statement. Shared, I believe this afternoon, was that part of the reason why they did this was to, you know, make it so the class of 2024 can wrap up their Carolina careers, perhaps unbothered and unabated. But who knows how they actually feel about that phrasing and being used in that way. But that's certainly a big public event that's going to have a lot of people around campus in the next couple of weeks once finals wrap up. And that's yet another reason why you have to wonder, okay, will this continue, or is UNC doing this in order to prevent any disruption from that? Will there be disruption at that? Yeah, still a lot of questions.
It's the voice of news director Brighton McConnell. We'll learn what happens as it unfolds, and you can read about it on chapelboro.com and hear about it here on 97.9 The Hill. Brighton, thanks for making time this afternoon.
Of course, Andrew.